Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week we've talked about hearing God's messages, His angels, in this day and age, using examples from the Bible's account of Moses leading his people to the Promised Land. We'll end the week that way too, taking a look at another facet of hearing God's messages. It's awfully tempting to believe that special circumstances are required for us to hear God, or that some particularly inspired and holy person has to convey the messages to us. Well, we've seen throughout the week that special circumstances aren't required. All we need is the willingness to follow God's guidance. And while there's nothing wrong with being inspired and holy, the fact is that God's messages don't come to only a select few, as the children of Israel found out. At one point, dozens of them were speaking God's word. And when Moses died, God tells Joshua that, "As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." All Joshua has to do is be courageous and follow God's messages and law. He does, and he leads the people into the Promised Land. With God's law at hand, they move ahead confidently and successfully. So God's messages aren't dependent on any one person or time period. They're continuous from age to age, leading to freedom. When we have the courage to stick with God and his thoughts, we have the firm footing we need to get all the good he has for us. May we all hear God's messages, follow them, and help all mankind move ahead. Amen.